Hello, welcome to the Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I'm your fat host, Ash, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about home modifications, which sounds a lot more serious than it is. As you all know, I just moved, and a new apartment means finding ways to make myself comfortable in my own home. And I think there's like a little bit of a stigma about finding ways to accommodate yourself as a fat person in your home. And I'm thinking specifically of things like, okay, so in the kitchen, traditionally, most people stand to cook, and that's just the way it is. And I have no idea why. I have no idea why it became customary for us to stand while we are cooking, and that doesn't work for me. I need to be able to sit. I need to be able to scoot around. I can't stand for very long when I'm cooking. If standing in one place makes my back really hurt. So in my kitchen, I always have a stool. And I've heard from a lot of fat people who are reluctant to make that kind of accommodation for themselves. And I understand why, because we live in a world where, making any accommodation for a disability or any sort of, accommodation that is outside of what, we see in popular culture as like the norm is considered shameful. But you should be comfortable in your own home, and you should feel empowered to make decisions about the things that are in your home that really serve you. And if you need to sit down while you're chopping vegetables, you should just do that. Like, there's nothing weird about that. There's nothing weird about not hurting your back so that you can chop vegetables. So there are several things in my home that I have, modified to work for me. And so I wanted to talk about some of those and give you some ideas. If these are things that you have struggled with, but you haven't really thought about that you could make it, it could be any different. I'm here to tell you that if there's something in your house that you struggle to do, there are accommodations for you, and you don't have to struggle in that way because it's your house, and who cares? Who cares if it doesn't look like everybody else's house? So let's talk about the kitchen stool. In my 7 Sturdy Chairs for Fat People article on the blog, I'll link that so that you can see it, so you can see what I'm talking about. But I mentioned a kitchen stool that I was using from Amazon, and it was great, and I still have it. It's still very sturdy, but it seems like they don't make it anymore. So I need to actually update that whole blog post and take out the chairs that aren't available anymore. So when I was shopping for this new apartment, I knew that I wanted a stool that was a little bit more substantial, because that stool is good, but it doesn't have wheels. And also it's quite narrow. And so sitting on it for a very long time, it starts to hurt my hips. So I was looking for a different stool that would work. And searching for stools that have high weight limits is like impossible, because most retailers don't put weight limits on their listings, for one thing. And for another thing, it's very rare to find a chair that's rated above like 250. You have to really, really search. And thankfully, places like Amazon and Wayfair, you are able to do that searching, but the options are very limited. So what I ended up doing, I couldn't find a stool that I liked that would hold me So what I ended up doing was buying an office chair that was rated to 500 pounds, I think, and which is still not high enough, but I thought that it would last me a little while at least. So I bought an office chair, and then when I assembled it, I just left the back off. So when you're doing this, when you're looking for a chair like this, you have to make sure that the back of the chair and the seat of the chair are separate, and also that on some office chairs, there's like a bracket that comes up from the back of the seat to hold the back on. You don't want that. You want the kind where the bracket is attached to the back of the seat instead. Not the seat. The one where the bracket is attached to the back of the chair instead. So otherwise, okay. So when you're sitting down on this stool, you don't want to have a bracket coming out behind you where the back of the seat's supposed to go. So basically you kind of just have to like really search the reviews. What's helped me in the past is looking up the chair that I'm looking at and Googling the owner's manual, or not the owner's manual, the instruction manual for putting it together. And that will help you determine if you leave the back off, if it's going to be workable for you. I'm also going to put the chair I actually bought. So in case you just want to buy that exact chair because you know that it will work, then I will make that happen for you. But yeah, and it's working out really well. It's like a rolling, it just looks like a, you know, sort of like a rolling tractor seat. It's like very padded and comfortable. And it works really well. So in this new apartment, we have concrete floors that are like, you know, stained concrete floors, which are great. And great for this sort of situation because I can roll all over them. And they won't, you know, I won't scratch any hardwoods or anything like that. But it is exceptionally rolly. So when I'm going to sit down on the chair, I make sure that it's backed up against the cabinets or something so that when I sit down, it doesn't roll out from under me. So that's just like a word of caution that if you get something like that, that's going to roll, you need to make sure that you're doing it safely and that you're making sure that it's backed up against something and it's not going to run away from you. So yeah, so that's the kitchen stool. I am going to leave the old kitchen stool that I have in that article in like an archive situation. And I'm going to, if it comes back on Amazon, I will update it so that everybody can get it if you want it. I like that one because it has a smaller profile and it's easier, especially in my old kitchen where it was much smaller. It was much easier to get around that. My new kitchen is pretty large, so I can I can accommodate this larger stool. And another thing is if you can't shop on Amazon for whatever reason or can't shop on Target or whatever, if you can't afford a new chair, you can always check yard sales or thrift stores, Goodwill. Sometimes, you know, Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. I know most people don't use Craigslist anymore. And find a chair that is sturdy and that works for you and just take the back off of it and you should be fine. But don't be afraid to, you know, have a seat in the kitchen because who cares? Who cares if everybody else stands? Okay. So other things that I do. I like to use ottomans for extra seating. There's a specific IKEA ottoman that I use that my best friend introduced me to. And I will link that so that you can, also see that. I think it's called the Ektor ottoman. And I have one of those in my living room and one of them in my bedroom. And it's just like an easy place to, it's high enough that it's easy to get up and down from. And it's just a nice, wide, sturdy place to sit if you need it. So I like to keep those around. I went and visited my friend a few weeks ago. And she had these little ottomans from Pier 1. Actually, this is now editing Ash butting in. I realized after I finished this episode that I said Pier 1 and I really meant Pottery Barn. Those ottomans are from Pottery Barn, so I'll include that link. That were like padded, tufted leather on top, and then they had a metal frame. And they're rated to 550 pounds, I think. And they were so nice and so sturdy. And they were actually like very attractive also, which is hard to find in something that's sturdy enough to hold my weight. So I really liked those. I'll find the link for those also and provide those. The show notes are just going to be full of links today because I have a lot of things that I wanted to talk about and show you that work. And you can look for ottomans like this at Goodwill and on Craigslist and all of those places for more affordable options. There's another option that you can buy on Amazon. It is a folding storage ottoman, which sounds as unsturdy as it gets, but these actually hold I think up to 600 pounds, 650 pounds. And they're very, very sturdy. So they come in many different lengths. So they have like a little square storage ottoman, or they also have them in two different bench lengths. And I have had one of the benches, and I've also had one of the ottomans come to think of it. And they are very, very sturdy. They're a little low. So if you have trouble getting up from a low place, it could be a problem. But I found it very useful for travel. I actually traveled with a little storage cube so that I would have some place to sit, you know, in a hotel room or stuff like that. Because, you know, oftentimes I don't fit in the desk chairs in hotels. Yeah, it's a little low, but in a pinch it works and they're relatively affordable. I think they were like the cube is like $25 or something like that. So I will link that as well. Okay, what's next? So dining chairs. So dining chairs are really, really hard to come by in very sturdy chairs. Because again, nobody says what things are rated to, and most things are only rated to 250 pounds anyway. However, there is a line that you can find various places on the internet, but on Amazon. I know that Amazon is evil and I would rather not shop with them, but unfortunately we don't have very many options in finding, you know, seating that is sturdy. So I'm going to keep mentioning Amazon, and I'm sorry about that. But there is a line that you can find on Amazon by Flash Furniture called the Hercules Collection, and which is, I don't know, it's just so goofy to call it Hercules. But anyway, but you can search by your weight or a weight limit that you would desire. So if I would be searching for, you know, 600-pound weight limit or whatever. And they have several different options that are rated to quite high weights. The one you're going to find most often probably are the church chairs, which is basically like a banquet chair from any, you know, hotel banquet center, but with a little bit extra padding and a little bit more attractive. Or if you, you know, go to one of those churches that has those kind of chairs, you'll recognize them, but they are rated quite high. They have them in different widths and different weight limits. I think the smallest width one is 18.5 inches wide, and it is rated to 800 pounds. So, and then it goes all the way up to a 23.5 inch wide one that is rated to 1,500 pounds. So there are various options. They're not too ugly. And they're not that expensive. They're about $50, $60, $70 a chair, depending on what you get. So those church chairs are a great option. I think I'm going to order a set of those for my island in my kitchen, living room, dining room area. I have a, my counters are low, so they are chair height, which I got very lucky with. And so I'm going to, I think, order four of those chairs for the bar area behind the sink. And I've sat on those chairs before. I think the one I got before was a 21 inch wide one, and they're very sturdy, and quite comfortable, not bad for sitting on for extended periods of time. So I would definitely recommend those. But also Flash Furniture, the Hercules collection, has several other options that have high weight limits. So, I would just suggest exploring those and seeing if you can find a style that works for you. They even have like a Chiavari style, which is like, it sort of looks like, it's supposed to look like bamboo on the back. But it's supposed to look like a fancy, banquet, like wedding style chair, you know, with the slats. And I've heard really good things about their, theirs. They are plastic, but they are weight rated very highly. And I've heard that they are very sturdy. I have not tried them though. So I'll put some links for, different, Hercules collection chairs, so that you can have some options. And I just suggest Googling, just do a lot of Googling. And when you're Googling, chairs, just put in, you know, 600 pound weight limit or high weight limit or, you know, stuff like that and see what you can find. Those are the Flash Furniture Hercules collection chairs are some of the highest rated that I've ever seen and also pretty widely available. So it's a good place to start. Okay. What's next? Okay. So shower stools. Some people don't need a stool to sit in the shower. I can stand in the shower, but I am very paranoid about slippery floors. And every time I am standing in the shower, I just feel like I could, you know, slip and fall at any moment. And so I prefer to have a shower chair, just for my own peace of mind and safety. And also, it's just nice to be able to sit and relax in the shower. So I do use a shower chair, and I will post the link to the one that I have that I have had for years that is very, very sturdy, and will definitely not collapse on you. I've definitely, over the years, had different chairs that did collapse, and it's not a great time to, you know, be taking a shower and suddenly sink to the bottom of your tub and be in a pile of rubble that you have to then climb your way out of. So I will post the one that I use, and it's great. And also, because I sit in the shower, I like to have a handheld shower head just because it's easier to, you know, rinse and everything. And when you're sitting, if the shower head is, you know, at regular shower height, a lot of times by the time the water gets down to you, the water pressure is terrible, because it has to come such a long distance. So, I got a new shower head this time that has the rainfall shower head, but then it also has a handheld, which is what I'm using now. And when I get a handheld shower head, I want it to be narrow because it's just so much easier to rinse that way. So I found a really good one. I will link that one as well. In case you are in need of a shower head that is a handheld shower head that is very narrow. Okay, what else have I done? A Roomba. So Roombas are very expensive. The one I have is not actually a Roomba brand, but a different RoboVac. The one I got is the $150 Eufy brand, but it is very good and I love this thing. If vacuuming is the worst task in the world for you, like it is for me, then you should look into investing in a RoboVac. Like I said, I paid $150 for this one, and it has been a life changer. But there are much, much more expensive brands, and there are cheaper brands. This just happened to be the one that I got. So I will post a link to that one as well. It's just so nice to, like, especially with these concrete floors. And having a cat and me, I shed a lot. The floors get like very dusty and hairy very quickly. And again, because they are, you know, polished concrete, stained concrete, they get a little slippery. And having them be clean all the time is much, much preferable to like slipping on a hairball and falling to my death. So I really, really appreciate this RoboVac thing. This is the first time I've had one, and it is amazing. Fantastic. Okay, what else do we have? So in my bathroom, so that kitchen stool that I talked about that Amazon no longer makes, I now have moved that into my bathroom, and I sit on that when I am doing skincare and stuff, because sometimes I like to, you know, spend 20 minutes putting things on my face for no, like, because I think it might help. It just makes me feel good. It's relaxing. And if you're a skincare person, it's nice to just have some place to actually sit down in front of your mirror. So I use that stool in there, but I will also post some other links of stools that might work for you that have higher weight limits if you're in the market for a stool for in your bathroom. And also those folding ottomans can work. Any of those, like the Pier 1 ottoman would be great for that. So there's nothing wrong with sitting in your own bathroom. Who cares? What else? Oh, also in the bathroom, the bidet. Very, very important. Whether or not you have reach issues or mobility issues or any actual need for a bidet, you should have one because they are wonderful. Everyone I know who has come to my home or who I've talked to about it and has tried one is a believer now. Once you start using a bidet, you will never go back. It is like the most, it's one of those feelings that you didn't know you needed, one of those things that you didn't ever think about needing. But then once you try it, you're like, how did I live without this? Every time I travel, and like when I was traveling, you know, from Niagara Falls to Austin, when I moved, I was in a hotel for a few days and I was like, I just don't feel right. It's not the same. I just want my bidet back. You know, there's nothing like that shower fresh feeling every time you go to the bathroom. And I cannot recommend the bidet enough. I have a whole article on the Fat Lip about bidets, but I will link to that and also link the bidet that I use. That works very well for me. I know some people are worried, especially fatter people, are worried that you'll break the bidet, like when you sit down, because it's, you know, off to the side. People with bigger butts feel like, or bigger thighs feel like, maybe their butt or their thigh will rest on the dial and break it, but it's actually, the control is actually further back than you think it is. It's more like back behind your hip, and I do overlap the controls, but I'm never pressing on it. It's, you know, quite low. And I do have to like lean to the side to turn the dial, but it's no problem. You get used to it very quickly. And there are also models that have a lever instead of a dial that are even easier. But you should try a bidet. That's all there is to it. It's just the best, cleanest feeling. And I highly recommend everyone gets one. And then what else? Oh, I mean, obviously I have the Big Fig, which is the first mattress system made specifically for fat people. It is sturdy and firm, but not too firm. Also, like I said in the last episode, it's nice and cool. I had a whole night with no air conditioning and it kept me nice and cool. So I highly recommend that. And if you go to bigfigmattress.com, you can use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off of your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Because why not allow yourself that little bit of comfort and luxury with Big Fig? Okay, so what else have we done? So, like I was talking about with this floor, it's quite slippery. So I wanted a rug in the living room just so that it's easier, that I don't, so that I don't slide around when I'm trying to get up off the couch. So we got a rug from Amazon, and I'm not going to link that because you can get any rug. But what we did get was double-sided rug tape to keep the rug in the same place on the floor. So a lot of times when I've had rugs on hardwood floors, every time I step on it, I tend to make it slide around, or, and some people use those grippy carpet pads under their rugs to keep them from doing that. I find for me that it's not sufficient. So I actually got double-sided rug tape, and we have taped our rug to our concrete floor, and it's working pretty well. It took some adjusting. My husband hated every moment of it because he had to move the couch a lot, and the couch is very heavy. But it's worked out very well. The rug is now firmly in place and is not sliding around. And that's all I can ask for, because there is nothing worse than stepping on a rug and it's sliding out from under you. It is the scariest feeling in the world. And also, you know, when it, you know, pulls out from under your couch, or, you know, just gets in the way. It's very hard to be fat and like step onto a rug that slides away. Okay. So the couch we brought with us from my old place, but our couch is very, very comfortable and very sturdy and very nice and wide. So I will also post a link to that. I know a lot of people are always looking for recommendations for furniture. Furniture is so hard to come by that is sturdy, like living room furniture. So I will post the one that we have. And I don't really have any other recommendations than that. I can also post I'll actually ask some of my fat friends about their furniture. And link that as well, because they all have very comfortable, sturdy furniture also. But unfortunately, furniture is like one of those things that you have to actually sit on and try out yourself and test for sturdiness. Actually, my friend that I went and visited, who's also fat, they just got a new couch too, a sectional, and it has a recliner on both ends. And I usually don't use recliners because my legs are very heavy, and my legs, I tend to break them because my legs are too heavy for them. But their couch is a lazy boy, and their recliners held up under my legs. So I will post a link to the couch that they got as well. And also, my couch is sturdy and comfortable, but very ugly. Their couch is actually attractive and stylish. So if you're looking for that, that's a good option for you. Also, Lazy Boy, just in general, is just like, they make very sturdy recliners and couches. So I will post that link. Okay, what do we have left here? What other accommodations? Excuse me while I consult my note. Okay. So this is a thing that you don't really need, but I really wanted, was a full-length mirror that was wide, because most of them are, you know, very narrow and tiny, and I don't fit in them. So I got a mirror from IKEA. It's called the Hovet mirror, and it is 30 inches wide and I think 72 inches tall. So it's very large. It's not cheap by any means, but it's just a very big mirror. And I love it. I love it so much. I can finally like look at my entire body at once, my entire outfit at once, and it's very good. So I'm going to post a link to that as well. Okay, so there are some things that I still want to get that I have not yet. The first thing is a chair and a half. Our living room's pretty good size, and our couch is huge. There's still room for another chair, and I just want to have another chair because I only have a 3-seater couch, and you know, sometimes I have 4 people over and there's nowhere for them to sit. So I want to get a chair and a half, an ottoman. So I'm looking for that. And I mean, there are always places like Lazy Boy or whatever, or Ashley Furniture, Value City. But I tend to always look at Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that first and see if there's anything that I like there first. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look and see if I can find one that I like. If not, then I will explore other options. I'm going to post also links to some chair and halves that I like. And ones that I know have been sturdy in the past. I won't be sitting on that chair primarily, so it doesn't need to be quite as substantial as like my couch does. But I still want to have something that's sturdy that my fat friends can sit on. So definitely looking for one of those. So we have a 2-bedroom apartment, but the second bedroom is my husband's office. My husband's a software engineer, so he needs to have, you know, a work area for his computer and stuff. And but we want to have some sort of sleeping situation in the office for guests. And it's hard because I want my fat friends to be able to be comfortable. And some of them are comfortable just sleeping on the couch, on the recliner, or on the chaise part of the couch. But I would like to try and find some sort of bedding situation in there that would accommodate them. Some people are comfortable with just a air mattress that's highly rated. You can find air mattresses that are rated to 600 pounds at least. That doesn't work for all of my friends because they have partners and that wouldn't work. But I'm going to post a link to some highly rated air mattresses if you're looking for one of those. My husband was looking at futons, but like futons are a bad situation for fat people. They are never comfortable. So we're still exploring, trying to figure out what the best decision is, what the best option is for that. But thus far we have not made a decision, but I will keep you updated. I also want a step for my bed. So my bed isn't very high, but when I'm sitting on the edge of it, so when I come out of the shower or when I'm getting dressed, I want to be able to sit down to get dressed or just to lotion my legs and stuff like that. Right now I'm using one of those IKEA ottomans in there, and which is perfect. It works very well. But I also want to be able to sit on the edge of my bed comfortably. And my bed's just high enough that I can't really do that. So I think I'm going to ask my husband to make me a step. I have a friend who, whose husband made a step out of, lumber, and it's just, 5 or 6 inches tall, and hers runs the entire length of her bed on one side. So that she can, get on and off wherever she wants to. So I'm thinking something like that would be great if I can talk my husband into it. We'll see how that goes. If you do need a stool though, just to get up into your bed, or I used to use one, to get into the backseat of my car because the backseat of my SUV was higher. There are stools on Amazon and other places that will work. I think the one that I use is 1,000-pound capacity, something like that. It's a little narrow little stool, but it's perfect for things like getting into bed. So I will link that as well if you are looking for a little stool just to get you into places like that. I also link a step stool that I have seen that that works really well. I used to have one, but I got rid of it when I moved here. I got rid of so many things when we moved because we were moving such a long distance and I wanted to try to minimize. And now there are things that I'm oh, I shouldn't have thrown that away. For outside furniture, we do not have any outside furniture right now. But I intend to get some of those, extra wide director's chairs from Ozark Trail that I posted about in my 7 sturdy chairs for fat people post. So I will post those as well. But our friends that we went and visited, that I've mentioned now three times, they have those. They actually have four of those in their enclosed porch area, and they're just the best chairs. Very wide, very sturdy, and like not terribly uncomfortable. And it's just the best chair that I found. And we're going to a pool party at the end of August, and we've already discussed taking those with us because it's just nice to be able to have a folding chair that you can take with you that you know is going to hold you and that isn't going to explode or fall apart or, you know, hurt you. So those are excellent. So I will, you know, post the link for those also. Okay. I think that's all I have for today. I think that's, those are all of the accommodations that I've made or intend to make in the near future. If you can think of anything else that you, a problem in your house that you need help making more fat friendly, message me or email me and I will see if there's, if I have an idea for you or if there's something that I've tried that might work for you, because I would love to help you with that. And if, you know, if you, if your back hurts when you're trying to cook your dinner, get a stool. Or like if you, you know, need a little stool to get in bed, get that. If you need to sit in the shower, get a shower chair. Like there is nothing wrong with making accommodations for yourself in your own house. Your house does not have to look like anybody else's. It doesn't matter if everyone you know stands to cook. It doesn't matter. Make the accommodations that you need to make yourself comfortable in your own house and to make your space work for you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I hope this has helped and I hope that you've gotten some ideas. And if you need any other help, I would be so happy to help you. So reach out. Okay, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much to Star Crusher for the music you heard in today's episode and the music you're hearing right now. Go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com to hear more. Did I say that right? seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com. Okay. And thank you as always to our Patreon patrons. The patron of the day is Melissa. Thank you, Melissa, for your support. And if you would like to become a Patreon patron, for as little as $1 an episode or $2 a month, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out how. Also, thank you to Big Fig for sponsoring today's episode. Go to bigfigmattress.com and use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off of your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. If you have a moment and you have Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could review the show. Every review we get makes us rank higher in the search results and makes it easier for other people to find us. So you can get this show into the ears of other fat people by posting a review. Also, don't forget to follow on social media. I'm most active on Instagram, and which is not very active right now, but I'm getting back into it. Also, today is July 31st. If you're listening to this on Patreon, if not, then this might be the first when you're hearing it on your podcast app. If it is the first, it is InfiniFirst. So hashtag InfiniFirst is a hashtag that I started to highlight InfiniFat people on Instagram on the first of the month every month. So if you are an InfiniFat person, follow the hashtag InfiniFirst and post a photo of yourself using that hashtag and I will feature you on the Fat Lip story. If you are not a if you're not InfiniFat, but you are an ally, follow the hashtag also and engage with the posts. The whole point of InfiniFirst is to make a representation of InfiniFat people more readily available and to help you find InfiniFats to follow and to help InfiniFats actually cultivate a following, because there aren't that many of us on social media and I want there to be more, and we can all find each other if we use this hashtag. So first of the month every month is InfiniFirst, and so far it's been wonderful. We've got quite a lot of participation and it's been working out great. So I hope you will participate. If today is InfiniFirst, now's the time. Log into your Instagram app and check out the hashtag. Or check out my stories to see other InfiniPet people just being out there and being seen on social media. Okay, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again next time. Bye-bye.